W4, HI Mobile listening.
Me out there in the name Bruce. It's N0TR.
Oh, I've been indoors almost all day, and only part I'm going to be outdoors is right now. I do have the windows down. It's 92 degrees, not bad. But I'm going swimming in an 82 degree pool, so indoors.
As far uptown as you can get, an indoor pool. And I suppose it's not the YMCA.
5 miles away from it. Where the YMCA is at. In fact, our YMCA is going to double its size it's probably about a year and a half before they really finish or more, but they are going to double the size of the facility.
Figured you said it. Didn't know. We had one indoor pool that belonged to an individual I knew back in Kansas. He was the only one that could afford it, I guess, other than the YMCA. But my neighbor's got a pool out here, and it's been too hot for them to even go outside and get in it.
Stop before here was South Florida, which we really kind of grew up there. And our house there, we had, our next door neighbor had a really nice size pool, 32 by 16 feet, which is a pretty big pool for a standard backyard. Anyway, she was nice, widower, and she said I could use her pool anytime I wanted. I cleaned it up every once in a while, too, and she had some electrical or something like that I'd fix it for. So it worked out really good. So with that one, sometimes I'd be in it 4 or 5 times a day. You know, you get hot, something like that, I just go over there and jump. It was beautiful at night. Because, you know, in South Florida at night, you only drop about 10 degrees temperature between night and day.
Know that, but, I'll stay here in Greenville. It appeals to me more than Jacksonville. I was stationed there for about 7 months going to school in the Navy. Every day we'd be in our whites and we'd march to school in formation. And that was fine in the morning. And when we come back about, 2 or 3, whenever we got out in the afternoon, it'd rain on us on the way back to the barracks.
Did you go to recruit school at?
San Diego.
It's wet in San Diego. Rain? What the heck? It don't rain in San Diego.
January. I think we started in October. But I never got out of there till February. And they wouldn't let us wear our pea coats there. It's not like up in Great Lakes. You couldn't even touch your pea coats other than store them. And didn't get them till later in the recruit training anyways. And all you have is that little work jacket. And at nighttime, you'd stand out there between the clothesline posts, guarding the clotheslines. And you couldn't see from one post to the other for the fog. And it got down in the upper 30s. I gotta tell you, that's not like San Diego weather. It was cold, Bruce.
Understand in January. I'm parked here, so. But anyway, the first time I went to San Diego for work, you know, I was sitting there around here watching television, and you know, and they were talking. I mean, like this hurricane was going to come. I mean, it was like, oh man, nobody, you know, oh, make sure your windshield wipers work and all this stuff. It drizzled. You know, being from South Florida, where, you know, you get 4 inches of rain in, you know, 10 minutes. So, anyway, it was funny.
The fog was a booger there in San Diego in the wintertime. I went back there and I flew in what they called a VS squadron. It was in a submarine warfare squadron. And I was in a flight crew. You come in for a landing over the Del Coronado, and you couldn't even see it.
Seeing it out there when it's foggy, and that is really a big thing. When the ocean current comes from Alaska, you know, you really got a real pressure differential. Well, listen, I'm going to go in there and swim and see what I can get done. Lightning's not around, so that's good. And 7-3, thanks, Tom, for coming in and saying hi.
Always my pleasure, Bruce. Yeah, I'm hearing thunder out there now. We could sure use the rain. 73's Bruce. And W4HI in 0TR clear.
Right. W4HI clear.